Barbados records more than 300 new COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths in just 2 days. BAM and the DLP calling for tighter restrictions to curb the spread. The COVID-19 monitoring unit warns people who are positive to stay at home while waiting to be collected and investigates reports of COVID positive people going into Bridgetown to shop. The Democratic Labour Party demands more answers from government over the vaccine fraud case, and 2 murder accused are remanded. This is the Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. The Democratic Labour Party is continuing to demand answers from the Barbados government over an alleged scam involving an attempt to obtain COVID-19 vaccines for this country. A Barbadian-owned company has filed fraud charges in the U.S. seeking to recover millions of dollars that was paid to an American entertainment outfit for allegedly non-existent vaccines. DLP President Verla De Pisa, at a news briefing today, dismissed the explanations given by the acting Prime Minister.
This particular company is new, and neither that personality nor that company had any track record in procurement in the medical field. So we need to know why it is that Radical Investments was the company that was chosen. Why is it that no due diligence was done behind a company that by its own name and objective is for entertainment purposes? Why that would be the chosen company with which to deal in order to procure vaccines for Barbados?
Meantime, the DLP's spokesman on health, Andre Worrell, wondered why none of the credible pharmaceutical companies were approached.
We have legitimate channels here in Barbados that these vaccines could have been procured. You have the Barbados Drug Service, which every single year enters into contracts to supply this country with millions of dollars worth of drugs and deal directly with the international pharmaceutical companies. So why didn't the government of Barbados enter an established relationship with some of these same pharmaceutical companies and the drug service as well, which has the expertise in dealing with these things?
The DLP spokesman on health, Andre Worrell. Barbados has recorded in excess of 160 new COVID-19 cases for a second straight day, and yet another death. The latest COVID update from the Ministry of Health states that 161 new cases were recorded by the Public Health Laboratory yesterday from 2,205 tests. 43 of these individuals are under the age of 18. There are now 896 patients in isolation. Yesterday's COVID update reported 168 cases from the tests done on Tuesday, along with 3 deaths. Today's COVID update reported a 4th death in 2 days. The latest victim is a 53-year-old man who died at the Accident and Emergency Department of the QEH on Tuesday, but whose positive COVID-19 test result was only returned yesterday. He had comorbidities and was unvaccinated. This is Barbados's 63rd COVID-19 death. The president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says the true COVID-19 situation in this country can be even worse than the figures indicate, and feels it may be time to impose tighter measures to try to bring things under control. She says BAP predicted this could happen, but also suspects the true infection rate as the Delta variant spreads throughout the community could be much higher than the official figure suggests.
As bad as the numbers appear, we have to look at our situation differently, because just looking at raw numbers does not give us the picture. Looking at the curve, looking at the cumulative incidence, what's happening over 7 days, what is the rate of hospitalization, the rates of death, and the rates of new cases diagnosed. So as we look at those rates and we compare them to previous periods, then we see a picture starting to emerge. So yes, as bad as it is, the true situation could be a lot worse than what it appears to be.
Dr. Williams says while she knows there are economic factors to be considered, saving lives must come first.
What I'm saying is vaccination takes time for it to show its effect. And yes, I believe that we need tightening until we can get that effect as much as we can while remaining economically viable. We need to do as much as we can in the current environment. And I don't believe necessarily that we are doing as much as we can. I bear in mind that there are economic considerations. I give that. But at the same time, if we do too little, then you can't have livelihoods without lives.
The president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, the DLP's spokesman on health on the world, agrees with the need for tighter restrictions.
So we are asking the government that it is time that they do what they have been elected to do, and that is to govern, and that is to lead and show true leadership. If we are to win this fight against COVID right now, we will have to tighten the restrictions as suggested by the healthcare practitioners.
And that was the DLP spokesman on health on the world. Meantime, family physician Dr. Adrian Lord has described the latest Barbados COVID-19 numbers as scary and appeals to the public to cooperate in the fight against the virus.
It's saying that people are just not following the precautions. They're not doing what they should be doing. And they're putting additional stress on our limited resources here in Barbados, our human resources, as well as the physical resources, the space at Harrison's Point, the number of other isolation centers that have been set up, as well as what about those persons that are in quarantine in the hotels? They have to be more than the 800 persons in quarantine. And that's a tremendous stress, a stretch on the resource. And it's hurting. It's hurting me as a doctor, seeing that we could prevent some of what we are seeing from happening.
Dr. Adrian Lord. The COVID-19 monitoring unit has been investigating the alleged circumstances outlined in a viral voice note, which claims that a family of five who tested positive for COVID-19 went into Bridgetown to shop for items to wear while at the main isolation facility at Harrison's Point. The head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, tells Starcom Network News they have not been able to verify the report, but in the past have received complaints about similar incidents.
I'm not saying that it is not true, but we, from all of my information, no, we don't have any verification of something like that happening. But we do know that in the past we have had persons who were found to be positive and they wanted to be able to take some stuff down to Harrison Point and so on. If you have been tested positive, please do not go downtown shopping. Do not take public transport. Don't go to work. Don't go among crowds. Please stay in an isolated area until such time that the transportation can come and take you down to Harrison Point for assessment.
The head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman. Meantime, we're hearing the voice note cause great concern among members of the public.
If the law find these people are breaking the rules of being test positive, then there's got to be something to do, a penalty, some form of penalty these people should go up here. Because as long as you know that you're positive, you start home to when the people can't collect you and carry you and isolate you. You can't wobble and spread it to somebody else.
I think that they're behaving irresponsibly and not doing the right thing. And if they had just done what was right, we would be in a better position right now. Let's just stop it.
I think that is wrong. It is not right. That if you know that you have it, you should stay away from the public domain. Don't try to spread it to others.
Barbadians reacting to the voice note about a COVID-19 positive family. The two accused in the Bayville murder case have been remanded, 43-year-old Adrian Jones of Enterprise Gardens, Christchurch, and 31-year-old Jamal Maynard of St. Paul's Avenue, Bayville, are accused of killing 20-year-old Shea Hackett of Dunlow Lane, St. Michael. Hackett was shot at St. Paul's Avenue, Bayville, sometime in September. The Barbados Met Office continues to monitor the progress of newly upgraded Tropical Storm Sam, located 10.9 degrees north, 38.1 degrees west. This placed the center of Tropical Storm Sam, about 1,480 miles east of Barbados at 11 o'clock today. Tropical Storm Sam is expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow and a major hurricane sometime on Sunday.